On Morgan's AM, US markets settle with modest gains, attention on China.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains ahead of the long weekend despite mounting Sino-US tensions. The Dow slipped 9 points, or 0.04%, with Caterpillar and Chevron the key drags on the index. The broader S&P 500 edged 0.2% higher, with real estate leading 6 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy was the worst performing sector, with a fall of 0.7%. The Nasdaq added 0.4%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index gained 0.6%. Hertz Global Holdings filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy late Friday. For the week, the Dow rose 3.3% to log its best weekly rise since the week ended the 9th of April. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq logged a weekly rise of 3.2% and 3.4% respectively. The Russell 2000 outperformed with a 7% weekly jump. US equity and bond markets are closed tonight for the Memorial Day holiday. The annual meeting of the National People's Congress kicked off in Beijing last Friday, and China dropped a political bombshell when it declared it would impose a national security law on Hong Kong. One element of the resolution to be voted on in Parliament this week that's caused particular concern is a suggestion that China could set up institutions in Hong Kong that are responsible for defending national security. The US government will likely impose sanctions on China under the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act of 2019 if Beijing implements national security law that would give it greater control over autonomous Hong Kong, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said overnight. Separately, the US Commerce Department announced late in Friday's session that it was adding 33 Chinese companies and other institutions to an economic blacklist for human rights violations and to address US national security concerns. In US corporate earnings, Alibaba Group Holdings fell 5.9% despite the Chinese e-commerce giant reporting a better-than-expected profit. Foot Locker dropped 8.5% after the athletic shoe and accessories retailer reported a wider-than-expected fiscal first-quarter loss as revenue fell more and the gross margin rate dropped as the COVID-19 pandemic led to store closures. The earnings calendar is largely wound down, with AutoZone reporting on Tuesday night, Autodesk, HP Inc., Ralph Lauren on Wednesday night, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Ulta Beauty, Nordstrom and Salesforce on Thursday night, among notable companies slated to report this week. European bourses were little changed in the week despite some sharp falls on Asian bourses last Friday, including the Hang Seng down 5.7% and the Shanghai Composite down 1.9%. The benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 index slipped 0.03%, with gains in travel and leisure sector offsetting declines in the food and beverage sector. Germany's DAX inched 0.1% higher, France's CAC dipped 0.02%. The European Central Bank is fully prepared to increase the size of the Pandemic Emergency Purchase Scheme and adjust its composition as soon as June to support an economy that may shrink by a tenth this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the minutes of the Central Bank's April monetary policy meeting. London's FTSE eased 0.4% ahead of the late May bank holiday weekend. Concerns over Hong Kong and China hit banks and financial services company with a significant Asian presence. HSBC, Standard Chartered and Prudential were all down sharply. On the UK economic data front, retail sales tumbled 18.1% in April, marking the biggest fall since records began in 1988. The London Stock Exchange is closed tonight. The base metals complex was mostly weaker. Copper fell 1.6% to just shy of $2.41 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel lost 1.7%, aluminium 1.4%, while zinc rose 0.8%. China's National People's Congress abandoned its decades-long practice of setting an annual target for economic growth amid uncertainty unleashed by the coronavirus pandemic. The move was expected in some quarters, with the economy having contracted by 6.8% in the first quarter of 2020 compared to a year earlier. Benchmark spot iron ore eased 61 cents to $97.65 a metric ton. Gold futures rose $13.60 to $1,735.50 an ounce, paring its weekly loss to 1.2%. Oil prices retreated, with the benchmark US contract snapping its longest winning streak in more than a year. WTI lost 67 cents to $33.25 a barrel, breaking a string of six consecutive gains. The contract gained 12.6% for the week. Brent shed 93 cents to $35.13 a barrel. Both benchmark contracts recorded their fourth consecutive weekly advance. US 10-year Treasury yields lost 1.8 basis points to 0.659%, and the Australian dollar is little changed, buying approximately 65.31 US cents. Ratings agency Fitch downgraded its outlook for Australia's AAA credit rating to negative from stable last Friday. It followed a similar move by Standard & Poor's last month.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.